Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9R Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Story Factor by Annette Simmons explores why stories move people in ways that facts and arguments often cannot. Positioned at the intersection of communication, leadership, and persuasion, the book explains how narrative works as a practical tool for inspiring action, building trust, and shaping perception in everyday life. Rather than treating storytelling as a talent reserved for performers, Simmons frames it as a learnable craft grounded in human psychology and social dynamics. Readers are guided to notice the kinds of stories they already tell, refine them for clarity and impact, and use them ethically in conversations that matter. The book is especially relevant for leaders, educators, sales and marketing professionals, coaches, and anyone who needs to influence without relying on authority alone. Its central promise is that a well-chosen, well-told story can create meaning, emotional connection, and memorable understanding, making it a powerful alternative to information-heavy persuasion. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why stories persuade when logic stalls. A core idea in the Story Factor is that people rarely make decisions through pure analysis alone. Stories work because they deliver meaning in a way the brain and emotions can process quickly, a sequence, a cause and effect, a human viewpoint, and a takeaway. Simmons contrasts the limitations of data dumps with the stickiness of narrative, showing how a story can make an abstract point concrete and personal. When listeners identify with a character or situation, they simulate the experience internally, which can reduce resistance and increase openness. This makes stories especially useful in high-stakes contexts where audiences are skeptical, overloaded, or defensive. The book also highlights how stories create coherence, giving people a simple model for what is happening and what to do next. Instead of trying to win by force of argument, a storyteller can invite the audience to draw conclusions themselves. That indirect path often feels safer and more respectful, which strengthens influence. The topic includes an implicit challenge: use narrative to illuminate, not to manipulate. Persuasion becomes stronger when the story aligns with reality and with the values the speaker claims to represent. Secondly, the six story types that build influence. Simmons is widely associated with a framework of six narrative forms that can be used deliberately, depending on the outcome you need. The categories commonly discussed include stories that communicate who I am, why I am here, a vision, teaching, values in action, and I know what you are thinking. Each type serves a distinct persuasive job. Identity stories help establish credibility and humanity, while purpose stories clarify intent and reduce suspicion. Vision stories make future possibilities feel tangible, supporting change initiatives and motivation. Teaching stories translate lessons into lived examples that are easier to remember than bullet points. Value stories demonstrate principles under pressure, which is often how trust is earned. The last type addresses objections by naming unspoken concerns and reframing them through narrative. This topic emphasizes matching story type to audience need, reassurance, clarity, alignment, or momentum. It also suggests that influence improves when you have a small repertoire ready for common moments like introductions, conflict, sales conversations, and leadership messaging. The framework functions as a checklist for communicators who want to be strategic without sounding scripted. Thirdly, finding and shaping stories from real life. Another major focus is sourcing stories ethically and efficiently from everyday experience. Simmons encourages readers to treat daily events, workplace moments, customer interactions, and personal turning points as raw material. The craft lies in selection and shaping, choosing a moment that illustrates a point, trimming the timeline, and emphasizing the decision or insight that matters. A practical approach is to identify a clear change in state, before to, after, confusion to clarity, fear to action, and build the narrative around that transition. The book also stresses specificity. A few concrete details can make a story vivid, while too many details can dilute it. Readers learn to clarify the point of the story without turning it into a lecture, letting the meaning emerge through the sequence. Another element is authenticity. A good influence story does not require exaggeration, it requires relevance and honesty. The topic includes guidance on keeping stories portable so they can be told in meetings, presentations, or one-on-one conversations. By treating storytelling as a repeatable process of noticing, selecting, and refining, the book positions narrative as a durable communication skill rather than a one-time performance. Fourthly, using storytelling to lead, sell, and manage change. The Story Factor connects narrative technique to real-world influence situations, especially leadership and organizational communication. In change management, people often resist because they fear loss, distrust motives, or cannot picture the destination. Vision and purpose stories help fill that gap by creating a shared sense of meaning and direction. In leadership, stories can translate values into expectations, making culture more than a slogan. In sales or client work, storytelling can shift the focus from product features to outcomes and lived experiences, helping buyers imagine success and reduce perceived risk. Simmons also treats storytelling as a way to navigate conflict. Instead of debating positions, a story can reveal context, constraints, and intentions, making it easier to find common ground. Another practical angle is credibility. Leaders who only present polished claims may feel distant. Leaders who can share a grounded story can appear more trustworthy and relatable. This topic underscores that influence is not limited to formal stages. Many pivotal moments happen in hallways, emails, and small meetings, where concise stories can reframe problems and align teams. Done well, storytelling becomes a leadership habit that clarifies decisions and strengthens commitment. Lastly, ethics, trust, and the responsibility of narrative power, because stories can bypass defenses and shape beliefs, Simmons treats ethics as part of competence. The book's message is that storytelling should build trust, not exploit it. Ethical storytelling starts with accuracy, staying faithful to what happened, and avoiding manipulative embellishment that could mislead an audience. It also includes intent. Stories can be used to invite understanding or to shame, polarize, or manufacture consent. Readers are encouraged to examine their goals and the likely impact on listeners, especially when there is a power imbalance. Another ethical element is respect for others in the story, including privacy and fairness. Even a true story can harm if it exposes someone unnecessarily or strips them of dignity. The topic also covers credibility over time. An audience may be persuaded once by a dramatic narrative, but sustained influence comes from consistent alignment between stories, actions, and outcomes. When people detect manipulation, the storyteller loses authority and future messages become suspect. Simmons positions narrative power as a tool that should reinforce integrity, clarity, and shared purpose. The responsibility is to use stories to connect people to truth and meaning, not to replace truth with performance. In conclusion, this book suits readers who need to influence people without relying on formal authority, managers, founders, consultants, educators, coaches, sales professionals, public speakers, and anyone who wants to communicate with more clarity and impact. It is also valuable for introverts or analytical thinkers who sense that facts alone are not landing, but who do not want to become flashy or performative. The benefit to a reader's life is practical, stronger relationships, better workplace communication, and more persuasive conversations in which you can earn trust, reduce defensiveness, and make your ideas memorable. By learning to match story type to situation, you gain a repeatable method for handling introductions, objections, conflict, and change. Compared to many books that treat storytelling mainly as a branding or presentation skill, The Story Factor emphasizes everyday influence and the human dynamics behind belief and decision-making. Its frameworks help you build a usable story toolkit instead of chasing inspirational theory. That combination of psychology, structure, and ethical focus makes it worth buying for readers who want storytelling that works in real conversations, not just on a stage or in marketing copy. If you would like to support Annette Simmons, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.